the stakeholders and the people who put this program together are to be congratulated. It's probably one of the most visionary things that I've seen come out of Tulsa in a long time. I'm a native Tulsan. I'm a planning consultant. I was consultant on the San Antonio Riverwalk. I've been a consultant on the city of Tulsa's 1984 flood recovery and 1986 flooding on the Arkansas River. I was a consultant to the city of Louisville on flooding on the Ohio River and to the city of St. Louis and the federal government on the flooding on Mississippi River in 1993 and 1995. Now, I remember a bumper sticker that I saw that said, forget world peace, visualize using your turn signals. And I think that that's my message here, is this plan, there's no question about it, is very bold and very imaginative, and that is the very kind of thinking that we need in the city of Tulsa. However, I'd like to encourage Tulsans to stop throwing litter out your window of your cars and making our city look like a trash heap. I remember when I am a native Tulsan, and I remember when Tulsa used to be billed as the cleanest city in the United States. You can't say that. And I don't think it's because we don't have an island in the middle of the river that we have had this kind of malaise in our community. But we do need something to counter. They mentioned the bold vision that brought us the water from Spadina. Well, the original water plant from the city of Tulsa was on the Arkansas River, and it had to be moved to a current location because it flooded all the time. They also mentioned the international airport. Well, the international airport and the water facility, the thing that they have in common, and they were for all the people, not just for some people. Mr. Warren is without a doubt one of the great, great members of this community. He has contributed more to this community than most of us will ever even have the opportunity to think about. You look at St. Francis Hospital and the complex out there. That is, again, a complex for all the people and something that we all be proud of. And it was brought to us by individual entrepreneurs of vision, like Mr. Warren. Now, his son is following in that same path, and they have put together an idea that is badly needed in the city of Tulsa. We do need to do all of the things that we've heard about here today. But on the other side of the coin, we also need to be concerned about the kinds of things that the other people are worried about. I think this project, in conception, is a wonderful, wonderful idea. The question is it a misallocation of resources in the wrong place? This project, essentially, is a project to build a $300 million island where it exists in the most hazardous part of our community. And then to spend another $300 million mitigating the impacts of that $300 million island. Now, this $300 million or $600 million island, by the time we're finished with it, and that's just the initial cost, by the time you get financing in there for get the bond issue, so we're talking about $1.3 billion. This $1.3 million island, let's just take the $600 million part of it, is going to be one of the most expensive pieces of real estate in the United States. It's going to be $400 a square foot. Now, that's not counting the things that are going to be built on it. That's just the land to build the stuff on. Now, if that makes any sense to you, then, you know, that's more expensive, by the way, than New York real estate. People who are talking about New York or Los Angeles. Now, this is public investment money. Is this the right place to invest $600 million of the public's limited resources? That's my question. Now, no question we need it. The question is this the place for it? I wish that the Warrens would have used the same kind of vision to put this project someplace that wasn't quite so dangerous, and someplace that wasn't quite so expensive, and someplace that was going to return us a little more on our public investment than putting us in a hazardous area in the middle of a floodway 15 miles below a major dam that had a 50-year life, and we're in 46 years of it. Now, folks, we have $500 million in unmet flood control needs in the city of Tulsa that have been on the plans now for 20 years. And those protect existing properties and lives from flooding. We have a plan for the redevelopment of the near downtown Tulsa Causeway East Village inside the Intermural First Loop. We have plans to revitalize the area between the interdispersal loop and the University of Tulsa. Now, all of these plans are going to be put on hold because we're going to put $600 million of the public's money in building a non-existent island for yuppies to have a gated community for the boat. But all I'm saying is the vision is wonderful. I think it's a misallocation of resources in the wrong place. Thank you.